This July 4th weekend, celebrate your health independence with our Independence Day sale at my supplement dispensary. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, July 4th through 7th. Get 10% off and free shipping on my entire inventory of top supplements at drhoffmanstore.com. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. We're now part of the FullScript Network, the safest and most convenient way to purchase supplements. Declare your independence from high prices and substandard quality. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for 10% off and free shipping from July 4th through 7th. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com. This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by ProPax with NT Factor, a complete vitamin and mineral formula. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor repairs damaged cells, restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years, and now the 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158, that's 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com, that's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, on a pre-holiday weekend. We got lots to talk about this weekend, and we're going to invite your phone calls. Our number is 877-726-8255, and among the stories we're going to tackle, sperm are an endangered species. It turns out that, we're worried about the polar bears and the whales. Sperm may be the most endangered species on the planet. And we're going to talk about whether the commonly ascribed to theory that dairy causes mucus, well, we're going to look at a scientific study that examines that proposition. 877-726-8255 is our number. And before we get to your phone calls, did anybody see the Democratic debates? Yeah, millions of Americans tuned in to watch. And depending on your political orientation, you may have been either excited or appalled. It's sort of the Westminster Kennel Club dog show of politics. You know, everybody's out there, they're trying to strut their stuff, make an impression. Many of the candidates familiar to us, others quite obscure. And one that appeared there was someone that I'd heard of, but I'd never seen publicly. And when they switched to her, they wanted to give her due to expound on her views on politics. She's actually one of the 20 Democratic candidates, Marianne Williamson. And so they focused on her. She's a young, attractive female candidate, but with some rather eccentric views. I'm not sure how she would fare in a showdown with Vladimir Putin or the Ayatollah Khomeini. Here's one of her quotes that I looked up. The entire universe is literally conspiring to give you an amazing day today. Co-conspire. You know, you won't hear Mitch McConnell saying something like that on an ordinary day. Here's another one. The real you is not a body. Your body is merely a suit of clothes. Physical birth was not your beginning, and physical death is not your end. Wow, that is a profound message from a political candidate. But what I'm going to share with you is not her entire political platform, because I really won't go into her foreign policy views, her views on the border situation. But on her website, she has a healthcare platform that I find actually quite interesting. And if only we could reconcile that with the rest of her political viewpoints, some of which may be unacceptable to voters. What she says about healthcare is actually pretty interesting. So let me share some of her platform with you. Number one, require our healthcare system to reimburse medical professionals for a broader array of lifestyle and nutrition support focused on preventing disease and or addressing root causes. Number two, longer visits with doctors and or their support staff to better equip patients with skills necessary to make lifestyle changes. Number three, provide patients with more robust ongoing support from nutritionists, health coaches, therapists and mental health exercise specialists, and other peripheral lifestyle treatment providers. Fund programs in all our educational systems, pre-K through college, designed to teach nutrition and lifestyle skills to help cultivate long-term health. Restrict the marketing of overly processed and sugary foods to our children. Stop subsidies for agriculture production of unhealthy foods like high fructose corn syrup and hydrogenated fats, and incentivize and subsidize farmers, ranchers, and food companies for more healthy food production, making it more affordable and available. Shape food policies using cutting-edge public health science instead of following the lead of lobbyists for industries whose sole focus is profit. Secure and expand the role of the EPA and the FDA to keep toxins out of our environment and food supplies. Take a national look at stress levels and develop ways to lower stress societally. That means adding vacation time, protecting a manageable work week, and taking a close look at how our electronic devices impact our lives. We need to develop healthy habits at a community level. Town and cities can and should look collectively at how active their populations are and institute more ways to increase physical activity through walking paths, bike paths, and community events. The diet of entire cities should be reviewed, as well as ways that communities can contribute to one another's daily health. The Center for Disease Control, the CDC, should invest more research into preventing disease rather than merely treating symptoms, and look broadly at vulnerabilities in the system, like avoiding pandemics by encouraging healthy disease avoidance behaviors. And we also need to find non-pharmacological ways to treat mental health issues. So, pretty interesting platform when it comes to health from Marianne Williamson. I'm sure none of the other candidates are enunciating such radical viewpoints, viewpoints which are familiar to you if you listen to Intelligent Medicine. I'm not sure if Marianne Williamson is really presidential timber, but maybe, just maybe, Surgeon General under a future presidential regime. Kind of interesting and thought-provoking. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number. And men's fertility is under fire, according to a recent study. The headline, men's fertility irreversibly damaged by age of 18, thanks to Western junk food diet, study finds. Well, I looked up the study, and what they did is they looked at young, healthy Danish men who were approximately the age of 18 because they were undergoing examinations for their fitness for military service between 2008 and 2017. And I'm not sure why getting a sperm count is essential for military service in Denmark, but who knows? It's a Scandinavian country. They, as part of their evaluation, they measured testicular function as well as semen quality. And then they associated with four different dietary patterns. The so-called Western pattern, characterized by intake of pizza, chips, processed and red meats, snacks, refined grains, high-energy drinks, and sweets. And they compared that to three other diet patterns. The prudent diet, which was characterized by intake of fish, chicken, vegetables, fruit, and water. Then there was another Scandinavian diet pattern characterized by intake of cold processed meat, whole grains, mayonnaise, cold fish, condiments, and dairy. pretty typical Scandinavian diet. Then there was a vegetarian diet characterized by intake of vegetables, soy milk, and eggs. And they found that the Western dietary pattern was associated with the lowest sperm count. The Scandinavian diets and the vegetarian diets fared better in terms of sperm count. But the prudent diet won out. The prudent diet, which was characterized by intake of fish, chicken, vegetables, fruit, and water, was the diet that fared best when it came to sperm count. Yeah, we're killing off our sperm. We're threatening the viability of Western societies with the junk food that we consume. And it's a serious national health problem for many countries in the West. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Dance floor is open. Come on, everyone. Let's shake it.
You're young at heart. Let's keep it that way. Stay feeling young with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, designed specifically to help support and strengthen your cardiovascular system as you age. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract was founded on scientific research and has been the subject of more than 800 research studies over the last 45 years, revealing its significant cardiovascular benefits. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract cardiovascular, blood pressure health, cholesterol, and circulation formulas are just a handful of the many Kyolic supplements that can help reduce the major risk factors of heart disease and promote overall heart health. Organically grown, Kyolic Garlic is aged up to 20 months, has no pungent odor, and is gentle on the stomach. Make a resolution today to stay young at heart and keep your cardiovascular system strong for years to come. Get Kyolic today, available at fine natural health retailers nationwide.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Let me tell you about something that's coming up. That'll be for the 4th of July, which is right upon us, coming up next week for the 4th of July weekend, which will be an extended weekend. The July 4th comes on a Thursday, but through Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we're going to have a 4th of July sale at drhoffmanstore.com. That's our online dispensary. FullScript is our online supplement dispensary service. And so declare independence from retail prices for your supplements and enjoy a 10% discount for the 4th of July weekend, July 4th through 7th, all next holiday weekend. Check it out at drhoffmanstore.com. Those of you who get our newsletter, you'll be fully apprised of that, and you'll be getting a link. Sign up for the newsletter at drhoffman.com. All right, 877-726-8255 is our number. And we got a question from Zoe. Welcome, Zoe. How are you?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I'm good. I'm 66 years old. I had my physical yesterday.
You and me both.
Yeah, well, maybe
let's hear it.
Okay, so everything was perfect. Everything was in the right column. My cholesterol HDL was 3.5. My glucose was under 100.
So far, so good.
My C-reactive protein was 0.03. Everything was good, except when she took my blood pressure was, I wouldn't say dangerously high, but it was high. I don't have the numbers. And I'm just perplexed. I follow a low carb diet. I do intermittent fasting. I've even done the Prolon 5-day fast.
Yeah.
And I exercise every day.
So here's the deal. After 66 years of existence on this planet, has it not occurred to you that life is not entirely a merit system? I mean, you're a solid citizen, you eat well, you exercise, you pay your taxes, you mind your own business, you don't commit any crimes, you don't jump the turnstiles on the subway, et cetera, et cetera. And yet sometimes not so good stuff happens to good people, all right? I mean, and the same thing applies to health, is that with aging, even sometimes when you're doing the best possible stuff, either your genes conspire against you or the aging process catches up with you, or there are things beyond our control in the environment. You know, the air we breathe, the fact that we were born in the 1950s where environmental controls on lead, for example, were less stringent, and that may have gotten into our system. These are some factors that are beyond our control, and blood pressure, high blood pressure is pretty common in folks even over the age of 50. Virtually half of Americans over the age of 55 require blood pressure medication. So the other thing that really needs to be checked out is, if it was in the doctor's office, let's find out if it's something that happens all the time. And the way to do that is get a blood pressure cuff. You can get one of those electronic devices for relatively cheap, you know, $29.95 or $39.95. And you can check your blood pressure under various circumstances at home and see if it's consistently high. Because going to the doctor can be somewhat of a stressful experience. People have white coat syndrome. That high blood pressure may be an aberration. It may not have been checked under ideal circumstances. And yes, it is a sign that you have the potential to have high blood pressure. But it doesn't necessarily mean that you need to be on medication. And the problem with you is that, I mean, I don't know that much about you, but it sounds like you're doing all the right stuff. You're not overweight. Being overweight is actually an advantage if you have high blood pressure, because if you lose 5% of your body weight, virtually half of people who require medication can avoid medication. That's not much. That's if you're, you know, a 200-pound man and you lose 10 pounds, you can avoid being on meds. So are you taking any supplements for blood pressure?
No. I started adding beets to my smoothies.
That's with the nitric oxide. Yeah, the nitric oxide thing.
Okay, principle. So I'm 5'4", and I weigh 150 pounds, so I know I have to lose at least 50
pounds. There you go. There you go. Right there. There's an advantage there, because if you were able to lose, let's do the math there, just 7.5 pounds, that could make a difference in your blood pressure. And so get on a very low-carb diet, do some intermittent fasting. That means stopping eating after 7 and not having your first meal until, say, 11 or noon. That can make a difference, and ultimately you could help your blood pressure normalize. The other thing to use, we just did an interview with Jim LaValle, who's an expert on these subjects. Kyolic aged garlic extract has been shown in studies to substantially lower blood pressure. So if you check that out, they have a blood pressure formula. They also have a cardiovascular formula. I use 2 capsules twice daily for my patients with high blood pressure of the cardiovascular formula. And it really works to help people drop that 3 or 6 points that they need to drop to get into the normal range. All right. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We welcome your calls. We're live on this pre-holiday weekend. Please join us.
Whether you are getting ready for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation, flying to a business meeting, or just visiting friends, don't risk ruining your trip by neglecting to protect your digestive health. Pack award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, one of the best lines of defense against traveler's tummy. Dr. O'Hara's convenient blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated, perfect for traveling. A worldwide leader in probiotics for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a superior formulation that enhances immunity and digestion to help reduce the risk of getting sick while traveling. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a fermentation of 12 strains of live probiotic bacteria with wholesome super fruits and vegetables vegetables producing Dr. O'Hara's trademarked postbiotic metabolites, so restorative to gut health. Stay healthy while traveling, and remember to pack your probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also available online. Discover the Dr. O'Hara's difference.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hauptman here. A lot of people anecdotally say that when they drink milk or have dairy products, they get more mucus. I believe that's the case for me, so I stay away from dairy for precisely that reason. But is it really true, or is it just an urban legend? We'll take a look at a study that sheds light on that issue in just a moment. But first, let's take a call. By the way, our number is 877-726-8255. If you'd like to get through to me right now, this hour or next, let's talk to Jill in Middletown, New York. How are you doing, Jill?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. One prominent alternative doctor I know who is in favor of coconut oil says you should never mix it with carbs. It could be a disaster. Whereas another alternative doctor said you should always add coconut oil to carbs.
Okay. Well, you caught us in a little bit of a contradiction here. I'm not sure what the rationale for that is. You know, this much I'll say is if you're going to go on what is called a ketogenic diet, you're going to eat a lot of fat, you can do well and you can lose weight. But if you say, well, I'm going to do a ketogenic diet, but I'm going to have a piece of cake here and there. I'll have a bagel. I'm ketogenic. I'm eating a lot of fat, but I'm having a little bit of carbs. That actually can be problematic because once you break out of ketosis, you add the carbs. That's just a lot of calories. There really is high caloric value from the fat. And the only way to keep that fat, from being stored as body fat or affecting you metabolically is to dramatically curtail your carbs. So I don't know if there's a hard and fast rule about coconut oil that you got to avoid carbs when you're having coconut oil, or that conversely you need to have carbs when you're having coconut oil. I'd have to look at the claims, and you know, you can communicate with us. You can send us your question to radioprogram@AOL.com. And if you're saying, well, one doctor says this, another doctor says that, please provide a link. Or copy and paste what they say in your email to us. radioprogram@AOL.com is the destination for questions that we answer on our weekly podcast Q&A with Layla, where I sit down with our nutritionist and we field listener emails. And maybe we'll take a look at that if you can, you know, provide the argument one side versus the other. But, you know, interesting question. I just don't know where they're coming from by saying that. I will say this, is that coconut oil has been demonized. Why? Because it's a saturated fat. And there's this myth that saturated fat is the driver of cardiovascular disease. We already know that one of those myths has bitten the dust. We now know that cholesterol seldom has anything to do with cardiovascular disease. When it comes to dietary cholesterol, eggs have virtually been exonerated. The cholesterol that's in meat doesn't appear to have a lot to do with cardiovascular risk. But so they switched targets, and they said, well, okay, it's not so much the cholesterol, it's the saturated fat. That's bad. And you gotta really reduce your saturated fat, whether it's from vegetable sources, as in coconut oil, palm oil, or whether it's from animal products. And what they have found, according to studies, is that if you get your fat from coconut oil versus polyunsaturated oils, corn oil, for example, it's actually superior when it comes to cardiovascular risk. So the oils that are beneficial, olive oil is beneficial, fish oil is beneficial. Turns out coconut oil is beneficial, helps the cardiovascular profile, but ultimately damages the cardiovascular profile is what the American Heart Association has been recommending all these years, which is get away from butter and use vegetable oils. No, that's bass ackwards. That's pro-inflammatory. Inflammation is one of the major pathways to cardiovascular disease. And so, you know, I take a very large amount of coconut oil in my diet. I use coconut cream or coconut milk on my fruits and helps me not consume as much carbohydrates, because a little fruit will go a long way. When you put a little bit of coconut cream or coconut milk on it, it's very satisfying as a dessert. That's one way you can go quite safely, and it's not going to appreciably increase your risk. In fact, it may reduce it. So there you have a discussion of that, but I need to see the arguments pro and con on the proposition that you just presented. All right, here's a proposition. Is cow's milk mucus forming? And thanks go to one of my mentors, Dr. Alan Gaby, for including this in his literature review and commentary in the Townsend Letter this month. It's a nice section of the Townsend newsletter, because he reviews articles that are of great relevance to our diets and our supplementation programs. So in this study, 26 men, 82 women, who experienced symptoms of excessive mucus secretion. That would be runny nose, allergic rhinitis, congestion. But they had no history of intolerance to cow's milk or soy protein. So they didn't have, like, a conventional allergy. They didn't, for example, they didn't go into anaphylactic shock, or they didn't have, like, a body-wide rash. They just, you know, they had congestion. It wasn't clear what the cause was. So in this experiment, they consumed a dairy-free diet for 6 days. That's a time to allow them to clear, because probably many of them had dairy on and off during the lead-up to this experiment. So for 6 days, they were dairy-free. And then on the last 4 days, because the whole experiment lasted 10 days, they either went to a daily cow's milk-based or soy-based milkshake daily. Okay, so they were challenged with, in the one case, a dairy-based milkshake or a soy-based milkshake for 4 days. And here's what they found. Kind of interesting. Both groups experienced a significant reduction in the severity of their mucus secretion when they went off dairy. On the last day of the study, the amount of nasopharyngeal mucus secretion was significantly less in the dairy-free group than in the group that consumed dairy. The effect size, well, was about 50% less, half of the nasal secretion, half of the mucus production, with a mere 4 days, a mere 10 days of avoidance of dairy. So if you're someone, this is like integrative medicine, holistic nutrition 101. If you see a patient who has chronic sinusitis, chronic allergic rhinitis, lots of nasal mucus, even asthma, you tell them, go on a dairy-free diet, because it can make a difference. And what's interesting in this study, none of these people had any signs of conventional dairy allergy. So there wouldn't have been picked up on a blood test, or even on a skin prick test. They just had excess mucus production when challenged with dairy. So interesting study. We don't exactly know why it is that dairy increases mucus, but hey, for a lot of you, you probably already discovered this in your own life, that avoidance of dairy makes you less congested. All right. Here's something that can boost your energy, and we're all looking for a way to support energy production, particularly as we age or if we're confronted with some kind of physical illness. It's the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause. NT factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. It repairs damaged cells. It works directly on the mitochondria, restoring their health and functionality. Clinical trials have shown that NT factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reduces some symptoms of aging. It's available in ProPax, which is a one-stop shop for all your vitamin mineral needs. But if you want to get NT factor alone, here's my recommendation. You can keep your favorite multi and or fish oil, and yet still harness the power of NT Factor with healthy aging. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, providing you with the unique energy support of pure NT Factor and a potent delivery system. Folks, I've been taking NT Factor for years, and now with a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. Please note that even though they're no longer shipped to Vitamin Shop, you can still find ProPax and Healthy Aging at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or you can order direct. Call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com for ProPax or for Healthy Aging. All right. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine. We're taking phone calls this hour and next. We're live. We're here. It's a pre-holiday weekend, but we're on the job answering your questions. 877-726-8255 for Intelligent Medicine. This July 4th weekend, celebrate your health independence with our Independence Day sale at my supplement dispensary. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. July 4th through 7th, get 10% off and free shipping on my entire inventory of top supplements at drhoffmanstore.com. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. We're now part of the FullScript network, the safest and most convenient way to purchase supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping and optional refill reminders via text or email. Safe, secure, and HIPAA compliant. Authentic prescription-only supplements and world-class support. Declare your independence from high prices and substandard quality. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for 10% off and free shipping from July 4th through 7th. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Well, anti-vivisectionists should rejoice because it may not be long before they come up with a virtual mouse with which to test various drugs instead of killing a lot of animals to find out if drugs work. That's coming up, but first, let's take a phone call. 877-726-8255 is our number. We got a call from Mary in Pennsylvania. How you doing, Mary?
Hi. Hi, Dr. Hoffman.
Yeah.
I'm 72. I'm in really good shape.
You sound so much younger. I mean, you really have a very young voice.
Well, I look about 55.
But I
followed you, you know, let's face it, I followed you for a long time. I've been to you once, I took my son to you once, and I've listened to your radio show forever. I've read your books, and I've followed alternative complementary medicine for a long time. But when I entered, last January I was diagnosed with stage 4 advanced aggressive cancer. I had a very high tumor marker.
Cancer of what? What type of cancer?
Cancer of the endometrial lining of the uterus. It was large,
okay.
It was very
so
huge.
So uterine cancer, yeah.
Okay. Two large masses, one which came out, popped out of my uterus, and actually I got to actually see my cancer firsthand.
Goodness.
Yeah. That came over a weekend. It was quite an experience. But I got to see see what radiation does to cancer, which I found fascinating. I had, you know, lymph nodes lit up everywhere and ascites that was beyond control. So I did extremely well. I told the doctor I would. I told him I'm going to do very, very well. And my scan showed nothing at the first one in March or April.
So you had a complete response to the treatment.
I did, and I did so well in the chemo. I had no nausea. I didn't feel great the first 3 days after the chemo, but after that, I just went right back to work. I just don't have the same reaction that I guess a lot of people do. My question is this. I've had my second scan. It does show spots in the two same areas, up under the diaphragm and down in the pelvis. And they're going to put me back, after they see my PET-CT, they want to put me back on some level of radiation or chemo or both. And I wonder if, given in my response and the fact that there's these are two very small areas, should I be considering going into some form of alternative medicine, diet change?
Well, I don't think it's an either or. I think that the alternatives can work with conventional treatment. I'm not entirely sure that alternative therapy is going to be the end-all and be-all for this type of aggressive cancer, especially cancer that's come back after chemotherapy. Sometimes these are notoriously hard to treat. I would definitely work with an alternative cancer specialist. And I don't actually style myself an alternative cancer specialist. I work with some cancer patients, but more for prevention rather than some heroic effort in a stage 4 cancer where we really need to use some very aggressive alternative methods. You can use intravenous vitamin C. That may be helpful. It's usually compatible with chemo. What I would urge you to investigate is the use of immunotherapy, because I think immunotherapy is making great strides in treating cancer that hasn't responded to chemotherapy. It's very targeted. The problem is that it's pretty well established in certain cancers, but there's not a lot of progress looking at immunotherapy in uterine cancer. But using what are called cancer markers, using the original material that was harvested from you for a biopsy, you can actually look at the cancer DNA and you can predict which of the immunotherapy agents are more likely to give you a response. So, chemotherapy is generally, we look for a response at first. It can work a little bit the second time, the third time less so, and then cells become very resistant to chemotherapy. Just like antibiotic resistance, it's chemo resistance emerges after multiple rounds of treatment. And so you want to take your best shots at this, and it may be, you may want to go to, you know, Fox Chase or, you know, someplace in your region that really does expert cancer care and innovative cancer care, looking at immunotherapy to target the specific cancer markers that are showing up there. And, you know, that's as much as I can say for this, you know, without reviewing your case. It's complicated, you know, once you are dealing with a stage 4 type of cancer. All the best to you. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. All right, gene activity database could spare thousands of mice. Okay, so in the past, what they had to do, when they say testing a drug, they would have to infect a mouse, a poor mouse, make the mouse sick, make the mouse suffer, then use a drug that may or may not work, that may or may not have unacceptable side effects in humans, but hey, they're just mice. And then, ultimately, the mice would be sacrificed. Okay, that's a euphemism, which means they kill them. And that's just not acceptable to a wide swath of the population. Anti-vivisectionists, that's an old word for what has morphed into PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. And so what they're doing these days, it's interesting, they're creating what could be termed virtual mice. Scientists at the Francis Crick Institute, Francis Crick is one of the co-discoverers of DNA way back when, it actually is a series of chips that comprise more than 45,000 genes that predict the response of mice to 10 different diseases. So you can, if you're a researcher, instead of buying, 1,000 mice and making them sick and killing them off, you can purchase these chips, these gene arrays, and then you can test your proposed drug against the gene array. It sounds very futuristic, kind of Star Trek, but the researchers say, well, while it's not necessarily going to end the need for sacrificing animals, that in the future, that may be the way that we test drugs, which will spare a lot of suffering for the animals who are involved. It's tough being a mouse these days because you are the experimental animal par excellence for a variety of treatments, some of which are very, very painful and difficult to endure. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.